Tov, everyone. We're up to Simon Tov, Shreish, Tzadi, Beis, Siv Gimel, page 317 over here. Here we go, finishing off Simon Tov, Reish, Tzadi, Beis, before going and getting into the Tefillahs of Purim. Says over here, the Mechaber, Afal, Pishi, Yotze, Kvar, Mivarech, Lahotzi, Es, Acher, Yidei, Chavasel. Just like we hold that Yotze, Motzi, even if someone's Yotze, a Mitzvah, you're allowed to Motzi, Yidei, Acher, Yidei, Chavasel. Hula Din over here, the Mechaber tells us it's also by the Bracha. Even though you've already been yotze your mitzvah, you're being motzi other people in the mitzvah, you can even make the bracha on the mitzvah. That means if someone is already here kriyas Megillah, now he's reading the Megillah for someone else, he is also allowed to make the bracha. He's so much part and parcel. Kol Yisrael Reim Zelizeh, that if one person has not fulfilled the mitzvah, you could help fill his mitzvah, you could even make the bracha for him. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Af b'shiyatzakar v'mevarech, v'kol shekein yachalotzim v'kri af b'shiyatzakvar, kol shekein, as we all know, that it can be motzium in the actual kriya, u'mikol makom yesh poskim shesovrim linyin bracha, im yodim be'atzim levarech, the poskim will say, if the people being mimotzim know how to make the bracha on themselves and they have not been yotzi yet, yavarchu be'atzman kevin shukvar yotzim v'kriya, since he's already yotzi v'kriya, better for the other people to go ahead and make the bracha. But the minig olam is to be motzian b'chol gavnia, that even if you've been yotzi the bracha, he go ahead and make the bracha. Let's say all tkiya shofar. Because one guy's going around blowing the tkiya for all the cholim and stuff like that, he could really make the bracha on tkiya shofar. But that's the minig olam. Those who blow in the hospitals or something like that, he goes ahead and he can make a new bracha on every floor of the hospital and blow the 30 tkiyas in order that he's going to be yotze. So over here, by Kriyas Megillah is the same thing, that's the minag. However, if the people listening, you're making a boy of doing Kriyas Megillah for a couple of people, and someone can make the bracha, better for them to go ahead and make the bracha. Kol Shekein, if you're reading for a woman, where we saw that the Chiyah might be a little bit different between Kriya and Shmia, then the minag is that the woman, or at least one of the women, go ahead and make a bracha for the other woman, al Shmias Megillah. And that is how they were knowing also in the house of Rishon Zalman Orbach. And that, I believe, is the minig olam by the woman's Kriyas Megillahs. If his man is reading for a bunch of women, then one of the women go ahead and make a bracha on that Kriya. Siv Dal. Now we get into two very important halachas that go, that are very much intertwined. And this is for the first, most years, this halacha is not so shayich for Anshei Yerushalayim that read on Tezvav, because this is really more talking to people who read Kriyas Megillah immediately after Tanis Esther. Okay? That's Rove of the World reads Kriyas Megillah right after Tanis Esther ends. Davar Maru Kriyas Megillah, and then you break your fast. Okay? And Yerushalayim, we have a whole day in between. We break our fast, we have Yudalad, and then only the next night we read Kriyas Megillah. But how we have Purim Shulash like this year, this is going to apply over here also where everyone's going to be reading on Yudalad. It says over here the Mecham, Mishu Onus Ktsas. Someone's a little bit honest. Ve'eini yachol leilechol beis kenesses. He can't go to the beis kenesses. Ve'tzarech lahantim ad achar shekoru akala v'kasha lo v'leishi v'tanz kokach. It's difficult for him to wait till the file of the kal finishes and then someone reads Kriyas Megillah, because the tanis is difficult for him. It's hard for him to fast. He's a little bit sick. He's a little bit weak. Yachol lishma kriyasa mi ba'od yom. He can ask the Baal Kore to come read for him already mi ba'od yom before the kriya in the shul. Mi plaga mincho lomala, from plaga mincho lomala, an hour and a reva before shkia, shkia zechama, he can already be yotzi as mitzvah kriyas Megillah. That is the psak over here from the Mechaber. This is obviously coming from Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. In general, he holds he can be yotzi already maruv, already from plaga mincho. That's what all the early minyanim rely on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, that from plaga mincho you're already can be yotzi mitzvahs of the night. And therefore, Hu Adin the Mechaber is applying it to over here, also by Kriyas Megillah, that he could be Yotze already from Plaga Mincha, and therefore, with the Shas Lechak over here, he says, you could be Yotze, because it's gonna be difficult, and wait for another hour after everyone's out of shul, and then the Baal Kori is gonna come, that's gonna be very difficult for him, therefore he could already read Kriyas Megillah, beforehand. Okay, but points out the Roma. If he's gonna have al asr le'achol kodim shishma Kriyas Megillah, afilu atanis kashalav, but someone who is fasting, even if the tanis is difficult for him, it is usher to eat before Kriyas Megillah, just like all other mitzvahs tonight. If you have a mitzvah at nighttime, you're really not supposed to eat before doing that mitzvah. So there's a lot intertwined over here. Let's first discuss over here this idea of Plaga Mincha. By the way, I got a shout this year that I believe that there are some Yanim, at least in England this year, where they're absolutely not allowed to go to shul. Okay, they're not allowed to go to shul. So a lot of them are having drive-in minyanim. Okay, some will read, I guess, in a parking lot out loud, and people are going to sit in there in their cars with their with their Megillahs. I'm not exactly sure why this is, but the Metzius is that for some reason it's going to be very difficult to do this after nightfall, and therefore they're having Plaga Mincha Kriyas Megillahs. Sounds similar over here in the Mechaber, Shas Techak. Okay, if you need it during COVID, Corona time, then it would be mutter. There is what to rely. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down over here. See, Katan Yudal. He says, Ayin b'magen avin shemesik. Tidavka achila osr. Aval te'ima ba'al mashari. Okay, only when we say you're not allowed to eat before Kriyas Megillah, that's talking about actually eating. But a little snack, a little team of Alma, that is going to be mutter before Kriyas Megillah. Al Kain says the Magen Avraham, Tov Yoter LaHakol LeIsha Zeh Sheitam Kodem Kriyas Megillah V'Lo LaHakol LeKros V'Plagel Minchah LaMa'ala. Better for this person who's feeling a little bit weak to go ahead and have a snack, have a drink, and then go ahead and be able to wait for Kriyas Megillah in the appropriate time, not relying on Plagel Minchah. That would be better because really, Me'ikar D'Din, you're already not allowed to eat. Therefore, better for him to be makel and have a little bit of a snack than be makel. That is a less of a kula to rely on than relying on this kula of laning after Plaga Mincha. So we see Plaga Mincha, at least according to the Magen Avraham, is not such a great thing to rely on, and therefore better for him to taste. However, in the Hemshech over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, hey, V'lachli Kos Plaga Mincha, V'da Pri-Chadosh Karat Tagra Al Kula Zuh, because the Pri-Chadosh is very against this Kula of Plaga Mincha. V'daitu Dekorim Seis HaKuchavim Eini Yotze Klal Ophil B'diyavit. The Sheet of the Pri-Chadosh is you're not Yotze Kriyas Megillah before Seis HaKuchavim. V'chei Mash V'das The Gro B'biru, it's also Mash like this, by the Gro. V'afilu Te'ima Ein LaHakel Al Tzarech Gadol. But even Te'ima, one should only be Mekel Al Tzarech Gadol. Da'ainu Cholek Tzas. Oshemisa misana v'etanis kasha alo. Okay, someone who is a little bit sick, or someone who the tinnitus is very difficult for him. V'shir te'ima. Okay, very important. What is shir te'ima? How much could one have if he's just having a te'ima of food? Hainu kebeitza pas o mashkin kashir beitza. Okay, it's kashir beitza pas o mashkin kashir beitza. That's the amount of te'ima ba'alma over here. Then he ends off with saying, back to the kula of Plag Mincha, V'ayim v'shari tshuva, v'shem abir ke Yosef, u'bibir agro abir alocha, t'mikol makam amayka l'cholu l'yoledis l'mayir kriyasam yom k'tzas, yesh l'am alismach. But someone who wants to rely on the sheet of the Mechaber, okay, especially in extreme cases of yoledis chole, then one has what to go ahead and rely on. So that is Mekar Dedin over here. Plaga Mincha is a kula. Also eating a little bit before Kriyas Megillah is a kula, somewhat of a kula. And therefore, that is the Allah Lamaisa. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say better to eat a little bit and hear Kriyas Megillah in the right time than to rely on the kula of Plaga Mincha. However, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel adds in over here, very interestingly, a Lamaisa for us this year. Says over here, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel, Dima Maslim Yibod Yom. Yeshudon. Those that say in Yerushalayim, Esher likra Megillah b'yom Yom Shel Yom Yudalad. Okay, whether Yerushalmi, we can read it before Yudalad, because Bishlama, a people who normally keep Yudalad, so they're reading before Plaga Mincha. So that is like the one kula they're relying on over here before Yudalad. It's still connected to Yudalad. But he says maybe for us it's more chomer. D'shem chomer tfei. D'isa b'gamar shezmanu shezeh enu kezmanu shezeh. V'hacha yotzi shemukav kori b'zman ha'prozim, v'ein svara zu muskemes. He says over here, maybe for a Yerushalmi, reading before Plaga Mincha is like an extra kula to rely on. And not only are we relying on Yudalid, okay, which is not Poshit, but we're also reading before Yudalid, that maybe not good. Like he brings down over here Machlokas, but even more so, a Yerushalmi should try and be Makbid to hear Kriyas Megillah after Tzeis HaKochav. Okay, now. Now the Roma added over here once again of Al Asr Lechol called him Shema Kriyas Megillah Afilu Tanis Hakash Olaf. Okay, so now who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? Now Bishpashdus over here we learn in Hilchos Tanis Esther a chola is putter from the fast at all or legamri, right? To say we're talking about a chola over here, he's legamri putter from the fast. So that's difficult to say we're talking about him, but any achanami. The Mishnah Berurah over here. If you look in Sivkaton, let's first see Tezvav, then we'll see Tezayin, then we'll see Ashar Tzion. Says over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Kodem Shishma Kriyas Megillah. Kamalinin Kriyat Shema V'Arvis Tasvinu Mitam Shem Yechtavano Shenu V'Atal Mikriyasa. Okay, we're afraid that someone's going to eat, he might fall asleep, and then he's going to miss the Kriya. That's generally why we don't allow eating before doing mitzvahs. We're afraid you're going to end up missing the Suda. V'im Kein, Kol Shekein She'Asr Lishon Kodem Kriyas Megillah. Therefore, he says, Kol Shekein, right before Kriyas Megillah, it's Asr to take a nap. That's not the time to be taking a nap. We're afraid you're going to completely fall asleep. Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal does point out that Dir Masa She'Asr, B'Shasa D'Chak, let's say, you're feeling so tired, you know you're going to fall asleep during Kriyas Megillah, and therefore you don't put your head down for now, 15 minutes, you're going to miss the Kriyas Megillah, B'Shasa D'Chak Mutter Lishon. So it's Mutter Lishon, Im Omer L'Odom Achash Yirenu, as long as you appoint someone as a Shomer that's going to come wake you up for that. Whether you can rely on an alarm, perhaps you can rely on an alarm also. If you know you're going to wake up from the alarm, then perhaps you can rely on that. But once again, you're relying on something that is not a legamre, so push it to go ahead and take a nap. Okay, vafilu daitu rakli shon kimo, even as das only to sleep a little bit, koshem the gabi kriyacha, it's not so push it. Now, the end of Tezvavi says, vida, the kamoba laila also lechol kodu kriyasa, just like the nighttime kriya, you can't eat before the nighttime kriya, huadin bayo, the same thing, the daytime kriya you can't eat before him. Afilu kvar itbalel, even if you're already davening, but you're not doing kriyas megillah yet, you still cannot eat. Asr lechol, kodem kriyasa kamalini and shofar velulav. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal once again points out though, if you drink a cup of coffee before davening, just like you can have it before davening, you can have it before kriyas megillah. It's only things that are asr to eat before davening would be asr to eat over here also. Then look at Sifkan Tenzai. Afilu tanis kosher lov, he said not to eat. Vimu adam cholosh, vishihi a yazik libriyusa. If he's a weak person in general, and he knows or he even thinks he has a suffix, that by waiting more, it's going to nyazik his goof, he's going to get damaged. He's going to come sick because of it. V'tima ma'at enu maspik lo. And a tima ma'at is not going to help him. Neri et shari lachol. For this type of person, it will be mutter getting the matter him to go ahead and eat. Achivakesh mi'achar, if you're gonna actually eat, once again, just like we saw by sleeping, mi'achivakesh mi'achar, she has kirenali kriyas megillah achar achilah. So, remind someone to remind you to go ahead and read kriyas megillah, in order that you have a shomer once again that that's not gonna make you miss kriyas megillah. Now look inside, Sharetzion Oskaftes. Oskaftes over here, going on, we just read over here near Yishar Lechol. Says the Shoma can have a Shakatam Shem real. Dafilu chola lo yochal kodem kriyasa. Elin kin yesh po sakana. Even a chol is not supposed to eat unless he has a sakana. Kosha, that's difficult. Really? Dimu chola. If someone's a chola, like we just said moments ago, afilu ain bo sakana lo yalisano sklal. He's not supposed to fast in the first place. He's supposed to eat in the middle of Tainis Esther. So to say we're talking about actually a chola over here that can't eat, he's allowed to eat on Tainis Esther. Kal kosha can, he's gonna be able to eat. Over here, before Kriyas Megillah, Kvar Lassam Vresh Vray Pesh Vayv Up, Vayelo Chol Mimod Yoni, should have eaten or ate already before the fast ended. Ubidiyevit Shisana. Bidiyevit, if this guy who was not supposed to fasts, Nir Gankin De Eimol Achmer, he should not be more Machmer, Virashai Lechol Kodun Kriyas Megillah, he should eat before Kriyas Megillah, Imlo Yaspik Lo Tima Muetis. If a little bit of Tima is not gonna help him, he should actually have a Suda. Because like before tefillah, someone's doing mamish. The cholo is allowed to eat, so too over here. Okay? Once again, in the end, the Sharetzion says, Miko makom, yanochon, shivakash, miyachon, shikrenali, kroz acher, achilaso, bezenim hani, afbadim cholo, shiuchol, avodei, choli. That'll help someone who's weak. He can go ahead and remind someone to go ahead and, so, lemaisa. This is a little bit difficult. All these different flying out. I just want to bring down halach lemaisa like this. We saw in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yudalid, that a complete healthy person who's not weak, he's not feeling weak, nothing, really should not eat at all. Oh, yeah, you're all. Okay, what's that? A cup of water, a little drink. It's not the end of the world, but he's not supposed to be, he's not really supposed to eat. Someone who's weak, he's feeling weak because of the fast. Or he's a tzat chola, but not begedu chola, even shein bo sakana, that he's still chayiv to fast. For sure, for him, te'ima is going to be mutter. Let him eat a little bit. He can even have up to a kapitza of bread or mizonos. That's going to be good. He can really drink even more than that. If he needs to drink more than that, he can drink more than that. If he needs to eat some fruit, he can eat fruit more than that. But mizonos or bread, he should not have more than a kapitza in that case. And someone who is chola, or he's very weak, okay, he's feeling very weak, and you feel that might, this might damage him, so then he should even go have a head of the Suda, as long as, once again, he appoints someone to remind them to hear Kriyas Megillah, like we learned that we saw in Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Tet Zayin, and Sharetzion Chaf Tess, Adkan for today.